Have you ever snapped at someone you love, then immediately wondered, why did I do that? Or perhaps you've committed to a diet in the morning only to find yourself raiding the refrigerator by evening. This inner conflict isn't a sign of weakness, it's evidence of our fundamental multiplicity. According to Dr. Richard Schwartz's groundbreaking Internal Family Systems, IFS approach, we all contain various parts that interact like members of an inner family. This isn't pathological, it's the natural state of being human. The problem isn't our multiplicity, but our culture's insistence on a unified monomind, which leaves us feeling defective when we can't control our thoughts and emotions through sheer willpower. Our Western psychological tradition, influenced by Calvinist notions of total depravity and Freudian theories of dark impulses lurking beneath civility, has taught us to fear our inner diversity rather than embrace it. What if those troublesome parts aren't enemies to be conquered, but allies playing protective roles they don't actually want? What if there are no bad parts within us, only parts doing the best they can with the burdens they carry? Our inner world operates like a family system with three key parts. Exiles are our wounded younger aspects that once held joy and trust before trauma transformed them into bearers of limiting beliefs like, I am worthless. When these exiles surface, their pain becomes our lived reality. Managers emerge to protect these exiles, manifesting as inner critics, people pleasers, or intellectualizers. Like adolescents forced into protective roles, they work to prevent emotional risk-taking and maintain a controlled facade. When managers fail to contain exiles, firefighters deploy extreme measures, addictions, rage, or self-harm, seeking immediate relief regardless of consequences. Our culture offers countless ways to numb this deeper pain, from alcohol to mindless scrolling. IFS centers on self, a state of calm, clarity, compassion, and connectedness present in everyone. This isn't mystical, but practical, emerging naturally when our protective parts step back, marked by visible changes in demeanor. Self exists like the sun behind clouds, manifesting through the eight C's: curiosity, calm, confidence, compassion, creativity, clarity, courage, and connectedness. In this state, previously overwhelming situations become manageable, from staying calm in conflict to speaking truth despite fear. Self actively engages with suffering parts rather than merely observing. While not directly observable, its presence transforms our relationship with difficulties. When self-led, we experience emotions without secondary reactions, accessing a clear, stable presence beneath every inner storm. Our parts carry burdens, extreme beliefs, and emotions from personal trauma or inherited experiences. Rather than trying to remove these burdened parts, we must recognize them as wounded aspects needing healing. True healing liberates parts from extreme roles. Consider Cheryl, who felt terror at her boyfriend's proposal despite loving him due to childhood trauma with an abusive father. Once her young exile processed these memories, her protector parts no longer triggered marriage panic. Even violent parts can transform. Schwartz found that aggressive behaviors in offenders often originated as protective responses to childhood abuse. As their trauma healed, these parts shed violent burdens for healthier roles. Consider your most troublesome part, the one sabotaging relationships or fueling destructive behaviors. Perhaps it's not an enemy, but a wounded protector carrying past burdens, awaiting curiosity rather than contempt. When parts trust yourself, they enable fuller bodily inhabitation, increasing awareness of physical sensations and emotions. This helps you better discern what serves or harms you, allowing exiles to communicate directly rather than through physical symptoms. Trauma is the primary cause of disembodiment. During traumatic events, protectors move self out of the body defensively, explaining why many trauma survivors report watching experiences from outside themselves. These protectors often resist returning, remaining frozen in the traumatic moment. Without self-leadership, parts affect the body freely. Manager's anxiety manifests as tension in the back, shoulders, and jaw as they try controlling emotions. When parts can't communicate directly, they may trigger nightmares, panic attacks, or physical symptoms. Consider TJ, a medic with chronic back pain from a car accident. Through IFS work, she discovered a harsh weight critic and a blocker suppressing anger. When TJ accessed her unexpressed anger about the accident involving her children, her parts revealed they'd used back pain to get attention. Her pain lifted once they felt heard. Consider whether your chronic physical symptoms might be messages from parts seeking attention. What might change if you approach these symptoms with curiosity rather than just trying to eliminate them? As we become self-led, we discover our authentic life vision, distinct from when protectors dominated. Without burdened exiles, protectors transform, allowing parts focused on intimacy, creativity, and connection to emerge. This healing process enables heart-led visions to surface, what Aristotle called entelechy, our coded life essence. When these self-led visions emerge, parts often resist with thoughts like, "Who do you think you are?" Yet self-led people make bold changes, like the corporate lawyer turned gym teacher. While meaningful work may pay less, they often need fewer material possessions. Our relationships mirror our internal dynamics. When self-led, we stay centered during conflicts because others' judgments don't trigger our inner critics. Our greatest relationship challenges come from fearing the internal chaos others might provoke. Though self-leadership isn't constant, we can recognize when we've lost it. After conflicts, we can pause to understand triggered parts and speak for them rather than from them, expressing, "I notice I'm feeling defensive and need a moment," instead of reacting. Our tormentors, difficult people who trigger us, become teachers by revealing parts needing healing. Self-leadership mirrors servant leadership, focusing on others' essential needs and naturally fostering trust and growth. Our inner parts are real beings whose interactions shape our lives. When we love all our parts, that love naturally extends to others, helping us lead from self and connect with Earth and universal consciousness. This connection helps heal polarizations caused by protective parts. Like water buffalo fighting while frogs suffer below, our protectors battle until self steps in. By tending to our parts and speaking from self, we contribute to a collective healing energy. Our individual self connects to a larger harmonizing field. The current paradigm views humans as inherently flawed, creating harsh systems and fragmented solutions. Our inner worlds mirror this, filled with exiles, judgmental protectors, and burdens leading instead of self. The alternative recognizes each person's wise, compassionate essence. We're not broken minds, but internal systems that, once unburdened, return to natural goodness. This shift brings love, joy, and purpose. In a world that fears multiplicity and shames vulnerability, embracing all parts with curiosity becomes revolutionary. Healing inner divisions creates the foundation for healing our divided world. There are no bad parts, only wounded ones awaiting our care.